Check, check. Can you hear me?
What is going on in here?
It's time to rise and shine and get your morning started with Alabama's award-winning morning show.
Patty, what's this about?
So, without further ado, I absolutely love the show.
Broadcasting live from high atop Alabama's beautiful sand mountain. Please welcome your hosts, Barry.
Put that cookie down now!
I dropped my phone in the toilet. Why didn't I flush when I got in here?
God, it's like talking to a three-year-old.
Wow, the man is the real deal. You need to listen to him.
And Holly.
Where's the mashed potatoes? Where's the cranberry sauce? Where's the pumpkin pie?
Now, not another word or I shall have to summon a policeman. Is that clear?
Ooh, calling the police early in the show. They don't usually arrive till about 9.
They wait till it's over.
And escort us out.
Do they have full evidence?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 6:05. Hey, that song, now here's a big part. That's the power of love. You'd finally seen Back to the Future just a few weeks ago.
I loved it, too.
And you've never seen any of them.
Nope, I'd never seen any of them. How many are there?
Three.
Okay. I'd never seen any of them, and that's why I watched it, because you said this is a cult classic.
It is.
You
it's
have
a classic.
To. Yeah.
So after you watched it, what'd you think?
I had to watch it. That's a cult classic. I thought that is a good movie.
It is. Such a good family movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it hurts. I'm sure it hurts Michael J. Fox to watch it.
Oh, yeah.
Because with his health issues. But, man, back in the day, he was like the ultimate. He was the hottest actor at that time. He had Family Ties, his show. He had movie after movie. And then Back to the Future just went through the roof, 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
Love Michael J. Fox.
Now I can... He has trouble functioning.
He does.
So
he
sad.
Does. But yeah, still just a great movie, though.
Yeah, great movie. You know,
it's 6:06. Good morning. Talk about a great weekend. Wow. Weather-wise, today 66. Now, today's going to be windy. Going to be cool because of the wind. But tomorrow, 75. And Sunday, going to hit 80. How about that?
I just told somebody, so I put up a Facebook post, okay. And I just asked people what they're doing this morning. Like, mm-hmm. Why are you up this early? are you hanging out with us? Because you need to be.
Yeah.
And somebody said, I can't wait until this weekend. Looking forward to a beautiful weekend. And I commented back, you are going to love it.
Yeah, and there's some comments already coming in. Ashley's doing payroll.
Ooh.
Ashley Beard, thank you for listening, Ashley. Maybe she'll put us on her payroll.
Maybe.
You think?
We could probably squeeze in there. We're there with you.
Bradley Higgins, yes, up and getting started. Can't go a day without Barry and Holly. Oh, man. Thank you, Bradley.
Thanks, Bradley.
Appreciate that. Here's Brittany with a beautiful picture. I guess that's her and her little baby.
I know.
That is a beautiful.
The baby snuggles.
That is beautiful.
Oh, that is.
Carolyn,
I love that.
Our buddy Carolyn Kenworthy. Been up since 3:30 listening. Wow.
Whoa,
she gets up
Carolyn.
Way early.
Whoa.
She gets up the same time I do almost.
She hangs out with Scott.
Yeah. Cindy Morgan getting ready to head to work and looking forward to a beautiful weekend. You are correct. You are going to love the
mm-hmm.
weather. Just post on there. Tell us what you're doing. And we've got a lot of stuff you posted over the past 24 hours. One, you put up the potato chips. We'll be trying later this morning.
I did.
Their 10 out of 10 food taste test. I love chips. This one is sweet and spicy honey Lay's chips.
Yeah.
I guess it's kind of a takeoff on the sweet heat.
That's what we're assuming. It's going to be a little like the sweet heat. But
yeah.
I'm not concerned, but I'm curious about the honey part.
I am too.
Yeah.
You put up some other stuff yesterday,
mm-hmm.
some great comments. You asked what makes you WQSB's biggest fan, and we'll read some of the answers coming up. You got one or two you want to read this morning?
Yeah.
We'll do some more later. Some very nice comments. Hey, thank you for being so nice. We appreciate that.
Yes, we do.
Why you listen to QSB. Like Vanessa Henderson, I'm seeing one right off the bat, said she's listened to QSB as long as she can remember. Played many contests, won several times, and she won big cash on the Secret Sound Contest almost 20
Ooh.
Years ago. And a little heads up, Vanessa and everybody else, Secret Sound Contest is back starting a week from Monday.
Yes, and we are so excited. Yeah. And we have a list of Secret Sounds.
Holly's in charge of the sounds of this year.
They're good.
So they could be weird and bizarre.
They're not too
there's
weird.
There's no telling what you're going to have.
Yeah, but they're not going to be, I mean, they are going to be weird, but they're not going to be dropping a pine cone onto a car hood.
Well, that happens.
It did. That was one of yours.
You wanted to do one of a cat making biscuits on your leg, and I said, it doesn't make a sound.
I know, but that's my favorite thing in the world.
It doesn't make a sound, though.
I know. Mm.
Yeah.
But I love it.
But anyway, we'll be giving you more details on the Secret Sound. Be sure and let us know what you like about QSB and what you're doing this morning. But in the meantime, it is time.
How'd you know?
Things you need to know this morning. Things to think about, to talk about. What is going on today?
Today is National Pecan Day.
I love pecans.
You say pecan or pecan?
I say pecan, but I've heard in movies and TV, some say pecan.
What do you say? I say pecan.
I do too.
Yep.
Like with a U.
The top ways to eat pecans are pecan pie.
Yep.
Sticky buns. I don't know what those are.
Oh, they're kind of like cinnamon rolls with those icing and stuff on top.
Ooh.
You know, kind of like monkey bread you pull apart.
Ooh, yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, like that.
And candied pecans.
Love candied pecans.
I get those when I go to Bucky's.
Man, those are so addictive, too.
Have you ever had them from Bucky's?
No, I have not.
Oh, I'll get you some.
Okay.
And ironically, yesterday, on the day OJ died, which OJ Simpson died, if you missed it.
It's all over the news, yeah.
It's all over the news. Thousands of Ford Broncos, which were made famous by OJ Simpson's 1994 police chase, were recalled due to possible cracked fuel injectors that could cause a fire.
And that's not a joke. That's a
true
story.
That is not a joke.
That really happened.
Yesterday, on the day that OJ died, yes, the Ford Bronco had a recall.
Wow.
Yep. And then I have a question for you.
Okay, sure.
Are hummingbirds just regular birds that can't remember the lyrics? Because they hum them.
Hummingbird.
Yeah.
I have never thought about that.
They just I've always wondered that.
I've never thought of that. That is a good point.
Yeah.
We'll have to ask somebody that's a bird expert.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you find one?
No. I don't know anybody who's an expert on birds other than flipping one.
And then there's something I've been wondering about.
Yeah.
I wonder if the guy that came up with the phrase one hit wonder came up with any other catchphrases. You know?
Well, it would make sense if he didn't.
Because he's a one hit wonder.
He's a one hit wonder phrase guy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just
you got
wondering.
Some deep thoughts.
I know.
That's some good stuff to use this weekend when you're gathered around doing whatever.
Yeah, talking to the family. Those are talking points.
Grilling out around the grill. Just throw those out there and see what they think.
Are hummingbirds just birds because they lost the lyrics?
Lyrics, yeah. Did the one-hit wonder guy come up with any other good phrases?
Yeah.
I would say no. Yeah, 612.
Mornings with Barry and Holly here on Alabama's country giant, WQSB.
There's a guy that works at a museum in Germany, and he's just kind of like, I guess he hangs around, and kind of like security, sort of. He decided to put his own pictures he had painted up next to the big ones, up to the famous ones.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, and they stayed there for about 8 hours until somebody noticed and walked in and said, okay, there's one there. I recognize that one. This one is weird. I can see some paint-by-numbers in there, and it's odd. And, he got into trouble. He snuck in his own work to see what people would think about it.
Oh, my gosh.
Doesn't say if they fired him, but of course they made him take them down.
Yeah.
They stayed there for 8 hours in the museum.
Don't you know he was living on cloud nine for those 8 hours?
Yeah, he's so famous. He's
the best 8 hours of his life.
He's up there with the best of them.
Yeah, he is.
And until they just said, "Dad, these are horrible, man. Yeah. Took them down."
Got the Mona Lisa.
Exactly.
Oh, then
there's his. And there's Bob's. Got to get right into the crime story. This is just crazy. It's bizarre. Why do people, what's wrong with people?
Hmm.
Okay, imagine you're at a park and there's a water fountain.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a man who's there. He pulls his pants down and rubs his rear end against the water fountain, the faucet.
Why?
I don't know. It happened in a Tokyo park. The 56-year-old man was arrested for rubbing his buttocks against a water faucet in a public park. What even goes through your mind to do something like that?
I'm telling you, I think these people have mental issues.
This one does.
This one does, yeah. I would be, like, kids go to the park.
Yes.
You know, and they drink the water from the park.
Absolutely.
Then that's why he's doing it.
Well, we go to the park.
Yeah.
I mean, you're walking around and you've been walking fast. You need a little
sip of water,
and you lean over there and says, this smells like butt. And then it did, because there's a reason. There's a guy, I don't understand why he did this, but the police called him, and then he had pictures of it on his camera.
Oh, that's so weird. That is weird.
Turned around and rubbed it against the water faucet.
Oh, come on. That is so gross. Why would you take pictures of it?
I don't know.
He's proud.
Why are you proud of this?
I don't know.
How is he not injured?
He's thinking around like, what am I going to rub my butt on today?
Oh, there's a faucet.
There is a faucet. I don't know.
I don't, because the faucet's kind of, you know, like most of them curved at the top where you bend down.
Yeah.
That could have been, and it should have been dangerous to him.
Yeah.
He deserved to get hurt for this.
Yeah.
What if he had fell back?
Oh. Lord.
And they said they had to remove the entire faucet, had to remove everything. And it cost the city like thousands of dollars, had to remove all of it. Because they didn't just clean it, they had to replace the whole thing.
Yeah. I guess you have to do in that kind of situation. You got to replace it.
That's odd when you go to the store. Well, got to replace the faucet in the park. Why? Well, some guy stuck his butt on it.
Yeah, and took pictures.
Pictures. That's why I'd make him be the one to go over there and do all the replacing.
I would make him pay for it.
Exactly.
With the bill.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Mornings with Barry and Holly.
Every morning.
It really just wakes me up.
6 till 9, Monday through Friday.
All the time, especially in my car.
Here on Alabama's Country Giant, WQSB.